Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my Federation co-host, Frank. How are you?
Hi, I am good. I am good, and the needs of this podcaster will not be more than the needs of the many or the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a pretty philosophical way of starting an episode about nerdy things.
That's how I am.
Yeah.
That's how I am. What are you drinking today, good
sir? I'm drinking a UFO grapefruit because it's summer and it's grapefruity.
A good old big squeeze.
It's surprisingly filling for a shandy. Like, you know, like it's heavy for the kind, like for the kind of drink that it is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It is, because like they have their UFO raspberry too, and like it's essentially the same beer but with a difference.
Yeah.
But it's a different. It is different.
It's kind of heavs. It's kind of heavs. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking. I went back to the.
I hate myself for saying heavs.
Well, I went back to the Dogfish Peach.
Delicious. I'm gonna have one of those.
Maybe your next one.
Probably.
Cool.
Yeah. Probably.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, sir. Okay, so
when last we spoke, we were talking about Comic-Con.
We were.
And we kind of had to leave things in a kind of a cliffhanger place because...
My fingers can't hold to this rock, Captain. I guess I'll use my superhuman things to push myself up.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Scotty.
Yeah.
Montgomery Scotty. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm just derailing you. I'm sorry.
A little bit, but it's okay. It's appreciated. But yeah, we wanted to finish up Comic-Con and talk about DC.
Yeah. Let's talk about some DC stuff.
See where we go from there.
And then if we have time, we'll cover Star Trek. If not, we'll do it in another episode.
Talk about it next time, yeah.
Yeah, next time. So anyway, so we talked about Justice League Action last episode, so we don't have to recover that.
Right.
You know, moral of the story, looks great. So let's talk about some other DC stuff. Let's talk about some DC TV stuff.
Kind of build our way up to the big guns.
Yeah. It was announced that The Flash was returning and that Flashpoint would affect the whole line of shows. But it was announced that it was going to do it in kind of a subtle way.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, I heard our friends over in Flash TV talk about this.
Yeah.
Last week, and I'm wondering if maybe it's going to be, they were theorizing, maybe the way they said it was a little hard to tell, you know, what exactly the producers meant. Mm-hmm. So it could be that like these changes will happen across all the shows. It could mean that like when you're watching Arrow, it's still, it's not, you're not going to see it. But when you're watching The Flash, the version of Ollie who's on The Flash will be affected by it or something like that.
So,
you know, the shows will be siloed, but
not on The Flash.
Right. Like, maybe this is where The Flash kind of skews off.
Maybe.
It's hard to say.
That would be fine, I guess, if everything, like, was going to reavert pretty quickly or something like that.
It's hard to say. You know, it's hard to say.
I was under the impression that because Barry saving his... I mean, technically speaking... Barry saving his mom's life should not have the time, like, they should not have the impact that it did in the comics. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
that's true.
Like, that, all of that stuff couldn't possibly have hinged on...
On Barry saving his mom or not.
Barry's saving his mom or not.
That's true, but it's more of like a, by doing that, now we're looking at Barry in a different universe where that did happen.
Mm-hmm.
the theory that some fans are floating out there, and obviously I don't know which one is right, the theory that some fans are floating out there is that, like, well, the Barry that we're following now has skewed off into a different universe, but the Oliver we were watching and the Kara on Supergirl we were watching have stayed in like, we're still following them in the old universe. In a different alternate universe where that didn't happen.
That wouldn't make Supergirl part of the DC TV universe, though, because she doesn't exist in their world.
But there could still be a Barry Allen Flash in her world.
But there isn't.
But there could be.
That's really confusing.
I know. I'm just saying that's what people have said. I don't like that. I think the truth lies somewhere in between, right? Where I think we'll see a little bit of skewing off and a little bit of the shows coming back into alignment.
Well, what I read, I could have read it wrong, but what it seemed to be is that the Flashpoint affects the whole line, which it did say.
Yeah.
But it only affects the whole line minimally in other shows except for the Flash, because it directly affects his life. You know, Cisco is the wealthiest man in the world now.
Right.
You know, Barry doesn't have a relationship with Iris or with Joe because he wasn't raised in that house anymore.
Right.
So, you know, so stuff like that. You know, Wally is the Flash and not Barry. Stuff like that. But like, Ramsey, not Gordon Ramsey.
Gordon Ramsay.
Diggle's last name is Ramsey, but I can't remember what his first name is. John Rand? No. It doesn't matter.
David Ramsey,
thank you. He said that, like, Diggle will be different because of Flashpoint, but it'll be, like, a small tweak. And so it just sounds they are bringing Supergirl into the universe, and that'll be the big shift. But they even said, like, it won't really affect Legends because Legends is hopping timelines anyway.
So it
won't hit any of them because they're out of the time loop.
Sure.
And so from what it seems like, you know, because they're setting up, like, Dr. Alchemy as one of the villains, and, you know, like, so them to, like, revert just in an episode or two away from that. You know, like,
it seems like a bigger thing than
I really think it's not just on his show, it's on all his shows, but it affects him the most because it's just tied to those people in his life. But everybody else is affected very minimally, so it's Flashpoint, but it's not the Flashpoint we know.
They'll probably, more than anything, like, they'll use it as an excuse when they need to on the other shows for, like, if they want to retcon something, it's like, oh, well, it's because of Flashpoint.
Yeah,
like, that's easy.
Yeah, it is, like, an easy out.
No, we didn't nuke that city by accident on Arrow anymore.
they did say that that's a thing because,
really?
Yeah, I watched the panel and they said part of Felicity's story is her guilt and, like, dealing with the fact that that happened and she was part of it. And so, like, you said that, like, there's no out, you know, like, I remember we had what on our
yeah, wrap-up, I didn't,
you said
I didn't love that.
There was no outcome, but apparently part of season 5 story is
the
her dealing with that, the repercussions of that.
Yeah.
Which apparently was Happy Harbor. Did you know that? Happy Harbor as in where the Justice Happy Harbor
oh,
Island
no.
where the Justice League used to have their one of their bases.
That was so
and where Young
that I
Justice
missed
had
it.
Their base on Young Justice was in Happy Harbor Rhode
I missed
Island.
It.
Yeah,
cool.
I missed that too. They said that it was Happy Harbor. So I mean, those people could be right. They're wrong, but they're not. But it's fine. I'm sure that I really think it's gonna hit everybody, but everybody else just subtly.
So speaking of Arrow,
yeah,
they had a panel too.
They did have a panel. They sang some songs from Hamilton. They sang a song from Hamilton.
Turns out, fun. Yeah,
Stephen Amell's got a pretty nice voice, actually.
Yeah,
turns out.
Lending more credence to the possibility that maybe there'll be a sing-along episode, musical episode?
There was no possibility of Supergirl sing-along either. We saw that little interview with MTV where they sang some stuff, and they said it's never really been talked about.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that there won't be one, but you know.
I'm like, it's totally a...
I'm sure
it's
it will,
bit.
But...
I'm doing a bit, but yeah.
I don't... If it happens, I don't think they're going to throw that at you in season 2.
No, I don't think so either.
That's a season 8, like, we're running out of ideas kind of thing.
Either that, or it's like if they do a crossover with Flash and Arrow.
Music Meister.
That's what I want.
I know.
No, but if anything, it'll be like a wink and a nod joke about, like, oh, we should sing sometime or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like the Flash episode where they did karaoke. Like, there'll be something like that.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
That was fun. So the Arrow panel, Green Arrow's getting a new costume. Mm-hmm. Basil showed, and by new costume, I mean he has sleeves on his costume now.
Right, right.
Because Stephen Amell said, you know, we shoot in the north. We shoot in the Northwest.
It's cold.
It's cold. Which is funny because he was the one that wanted a sleeveless costume because it was like the comics. And then I think he went through a winter and he was like, nope. Bad idea.
Well, because he was wearing like the hoodie the mm-hmm. first season and he was like...
Yeah, he was in a jacket.
Yeah, he was
in a leather jacket. Right. Like at least some semblance of warmth.
Right.
But like you're in leather or whatever, but like your arms are exposed mm-hmm. and it's like 10 degrees, negative 10 degrees outside. So.
And he's shirtless half the time.
Inside.
Okay, yeah.
In the warmth of a studio.
Maybe.
Maybe. Unless they want to, you know, accentuate something.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, you got a new costume. Which
yeah.
looks cool.
Yeah, it looks fine. I mean, it looks like the other one, except he's got long sleeves.
Except his long sleeves. That's basically the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned the Felicity thing.
Yep. I mentioned the Rams. Diggle's gonna be in the Middle East, like doing some stuff.
Yes.
He's getting a new helmet that he's pretty excited about.
He is really excited about
it. He's really excited about it.
He's been talking a lot about that, actually, in a lot of interviews.
Yeah.
So he does seem really excited about it. We've got
We have Wild Dog, Mr. Terrific, and Artemis coming on for Team Arrow.
Yes, Artemis is fun.
That's cool. Mr. Terrific, I think, is really fun, too.
Well, yeah, but we kind of knew he was...
Yeah, that's true, but now he's a series regular, which I thought was cool.
Yeah.
They're doing Prometheus as the villain, but not the Prometheus we know from Grant Morrison run mm-hmm. and James Robinson's run, mm-hmm. where, spoiler for a comic, like, that's almost 10 years old.
Yeah, it's been a while now.
It's been a while. That Green Arrow kills Prometheus. I don't think that's the route that they're going to go down. But maybe it is, because he has killed people in the past, so I don't really care. So mm-hmm. it won't mean as much.
You failed this city.
Yeah.
You failed this movie franchise, Prometheus.
Boom.
Same Prometheus, right?
Yeah, Prometheus, cool. Yeah. Oliver's a pretty terrible mayor, so Thea's doing a lot of the work for him because he's like, I don't have time. I've got to be Green Arrow. Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited.
Mayor Thea Queen at the end of the season.
Oh, no. She's so young. No. She's like 23. 12. Yeah.
She'll be like the Ben Wyatt.
Where
he gets elected mayor at like 18.
And he's just like, and he ruins the city. Yeah. Yeah, all that's well and good.
All's well that ends well.
I was really excited for there's some Supergirl stuff that you can catch on. We'll talk on Supergirl TV Talk. I mean, they didn't really announce too much.
Not much, yeah.
You know, what's in the pod? What's in the pod?
No, I know who's in the pod.
Well, maybe there's something in the pod that wasn't really announced. Whatever. Legends got me really excited because they're definitely bringing on the Legion of Superheroes. Justice Society, which we knew. You know, we got Hourman coming in. And Stargirl coming in, which we said you can't have just say that Stargirl now. It's a prerequisite. You got to have her there.
That's right.
And Dr. Midnight and somebody else. Do you remember who they are?
Stargirl, Obsidian, Dr. Midnight.
Obsidian. That's the one. Obsidian. Who is the son of Green Lantern? He's the son of Alan Scott.
Oh,
so I'm curious if that's gonna. I'm curious if that's gonna turn into anything.
I would love me some Alan Scott.
Yeah, I know you would.
I would love me some Alan Scott. I love any Green Lantern, really. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not the canonical, you know, modern
Alan Scott's
Green
Lantern, a great character. I would, although Alan Scott in the comics now is gay, so I don't know.
That's true, but
I could be his adoptive son or whatever, and that's all well.
Sure,
and fine. But you know, I just like it would be.
Also, like, they don't have to adhere to what's... I mean, yeah.
But they're going to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please. If it got out that TV was like, oh, we turned this gay character straight.
No, you're right. I didn't mean it in that way, but yes, you're absolutely right, yes.
Yeah.
But
but really what got me jazzed was the Legion of Doom they have assembled for Legends of Tomorrow. We got Neil McDonough coming back as Damian Darhk.
Which is really cool because I kind of thought that was going to be the end of him.
Me too, and he was great.
He was great, and he's such like a caliber actor, like a high quality actor.
Yeah, and he seems just like a good dude. Like mm-hmm. He seems like a lot of mm-hmm. fun to be around.
Yes.
They really know how to cast people that like fit. I mean, because you're not living with these people, but you're living with these people.
Right.
You know, a lot of people ship and move their families to Vancouver, so.
Of course, yeah.
You know,
he must like working with these guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they have these four actors have the deal.
Yes, that's right.
You know, along with Katie Cassidy now to do
all of the
shows to be regulars. They're technically regulars for all the shows, so they can they won't be in every episode of every show, but they like equal the amount of a regular through all of the shows.
Yes. Katie Cassidy's worth mentioning, actually. I know it's going back to Arrow for a second, but that she, I wonder if part of what happens with, maybe this is how Flashpoint affects the show, or maybe just, you know, whatever, that maybe there'll be flashbacks or something where she could be, it could be as Laurel, or it could be as, you know, some other, we could see some other incarnation of her, but it's,
well, we saw the Black Siren in Flash.
Right. So that's exciting stuff. That's exciting stuff. And yeah, sorry to interrupt you there. But yeah, you've got Damian Dark, you've got Captain Cold, you've got Reverse Flash, you've got Malcolm Merlyn.
Yeah. So we got Neil McDonough back as Damian Dark. We have Wentworth Miller back as Captain Cold. Mm-hmm. We have John Barrowman reprising his role forever as,
yes, please.
Yeah. Right. As Malcolm Merlyn. And we have Matt Lancaster?
Letcher.
Letcher. Thank you. Oh, yes. Thank you. Because I was just about to look that up, and now I don't have to. Matt Letcher as Reverse Flash, which I'm super happy about, because he's the real Reverse Flash, not TV's Ed. Tom Cavanaugh. Thank you.
That was a great pull. That was an amazing, amazing pull, Tom Cavanaugh.
Yeah, Tom Cavanaugh.
Holy crap. That's awesome.
I couldn't think of his real name. TV's, I'm sorry. Ed. You're better.
JD's brother from Scrubs.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mr. Bubbles. Is that his name? What's it? When he's sitting in the tub. And he, Captain Bubbles, Captain something. It doesn't matter. That's a great.
What a pull.
That's a great Legion of Doom, though.
Yeah, it is.
A Reverse Flash, Captain Cold, Damian Dark, and Malcolm Merlyn, who's basically Ra's al Ghul. So Reverse Flash, Ra's al Ghul, and Captain Cold, and Damian, like, arguably Damian Dark is like the weak link of those, but he was a really strong villain.
Exactly. So it makes up for it completely. Yeah, right.
Ah,
so exciting.
That's really, I have high hopes for.
Yeah.
I have high hopes for that second season.
Same. It is really exciting stuff. Really, really exciting stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad the show gets a second season, because it got so good at the end.
Yeah. Those last like three or four episodes.
Yeah. I think three or four. Yeah. It got really exciting at the end there. Especially the finale. Yeah. So I'm glad.
And now they can play in their whole season.
Yeah.
And which they weren't able to do before.
That's exactly right. And now they can invest in it more and be like, cool, let's like pull out some more of the stops and actually invest in this. So
yeah, I'm gonna pull you out of that's all the TV DC news, but I'm gonna pull you out and keep you in TV for a second though.
Okay.
Because there was some Star Trek news where they announced the name of the new show. It's called Star Trek Discovery.
Yes. And that's the name of the ship on the show.
That's the name of the ship on the show, the USS Discovery. And I've heard some conflicting reports. Like, some have said that it takes place between Star Trek and Next Gen, and then some say it takes place before Star Trek.
So the official report is that it takes place in the Prime universe.
So that's the TV show universe.
That is, I believe,
because
that is the TV
the
show
Kelvin universe.
It's not the Kelvin universe.
Is the movie universe.
Correct. Yes, so I believe it takes place in the original series universe. Whether it takes place before, after,
Fuller said that he couldn't say exactly when the timeline would be set. However,
so they haven't been able to say.
The ship's kind of retro, so I'm thinking that it's got to be set.
I'm thinking it's older than before the Enterprise.
Before the Enterprise,
I'm thinking that
USS Discovery. It's like they're still discovering the frontier even before the Enterprise was discovering.
And even like the letter D becomes before the letter E. Like maybe they named their ships sequentially, like A, B, C, D, E.
There is something like that with their ships, but there's a number system.
NCC 1701 is Enterprise, and this is we saw the number. It's like NCC 1031 or something like that.
Yeah, you have a better head for numbers than I do.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I don't remember exactly what it is, but yes, it is. I don't remember exactly what the number is, but it's a number before 1701 that I remember.
Okay.
So, I think it is older than the Enterprise. The ship design is based on
a Ralph McCoy design.
Ralph McCoy design,
which is super cool.
It's from when they were going to do Star Trek Phase Two,
which then became the movie,
the motion picture.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
The best Star Trek movie there is, Star Trek the Motion Picture. Did I say that sarcastically enough? The motion picture. There's a lot of motion. It's just really slow.
Slow motion shot. Slow motion.
Slow motion picture. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah. So
yeah,
yeah. So anyway, but and that's going to be available on CBS All Access
in the States,
in the, but on Netflix the next day everywhere else
in the rest of the country,
that's
the rest
so
of the world.
Bogus.
Yeah,
that's bogus.
I know.
That I have to pay extra to see it here, but everybody else can just have a Netflix account?
It's only because CBS All Access only exists in the States. So there had to be some partner elsewhere in the rest of the world, and so Netflix jumped on it. They got the rights.
Well, they have all the other shows on, so it makes sense for Netflix to do it. Yeah, you can watch everything Star Trek on there.
Yeah, and it's very possible that I don't know. Maybe not with this deal, but maybe in a couple of years, you know, I doubt it'll the whole season will go on Netflix in the U.S. after the season's over, like many other TV shows do, because they probably want to keep on CBS All Access.
I don't know.
As to have the whole library there. So I don't know, but, we will see. We will see.
Bogus.
At the very least, you'll be able to buy the season at the end. So
anyway, so to cap it off, let's talk about the big news.
Mm-hmm.
Two trailers. Oh, you know, there was a Legion trailer for FX2 for Marvel. I forgot that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That looked pretty good. I was not excited about that show in any way, and now I'm curious.
I actually missed the trailer. Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. It was kind of weird and quirky and fun, and so my status shifted from not interested to interested.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So just that maybe I'd have to check out the pilot. So... So let's talk movies sequentially in order. Let's talk Wonder Woman first.
All right.
Because Wonder Woman is going to be released first by director Patty Jenkins. Personally, I think it was better than the Justice League trailer, but they shot a whole movie. That's right.
They have more to go with, right?
They have more to go on. But I think the movie looks super exciting.
Yeah. I mean, first we saw the poster, and the poster is like... I saw that before the movie,
before the
trailer,
too, yeah.
And I was like, ooh, this is colorful.
It's very colorful.
There is color. Like, her costume actually looks...
like Wonder Woman.
...brighter here than it did in the movie.
It actually, yeah, even in the trailer.
Dawn of Justice, yeah. Yeah, and then I saw the trailer, too, and that was like, there is color in this movie.
Yeah, that opening shot of the Mediterranean beach is gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Whole movie looks gorgeous.
You know what's funny is I saw that opening shot... of Gal Gadot and Chris Pine, and I was like,
yeah.
I saw her back, and I was like, oh, I guess her costume isn't as bright in the movie as it looks in the poster. And then I realized that she wasn't actually wearing.
She's wearing something different.
Yeah. But
he's in a German officer's uniform right here. That's not an American.
Ooh, I didn't catch that.
Because there's a scene later of him stealing a German plane, and so I think
you think he defects?
No, I think he tries to steal and infiltrate. Maybe he's a spy.
And
then he gets found out, which is where the dogfight comes from, and which is why he crashes down. We see Connie Nielsen as Hippolyta. We see Danny Houston in an officer's uniform. Definitely Hades, right?
I would think
Hades, because she's got that cool sword behind her back, and she's like, I'm definitely just going to assassinate you now. Because I don't know what it's like in the man's world, as you call
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
There's that woman with the face, with the cracks, that I don't know what's up with that.
I would love to know.
She makes mention of her being brought to life by Zeus. Chris Pine is like,
yeah.
Well, that's neat. do you think she's going to be made from clay? Do you think she's going to be made from midichlorians in this? Or
if she mentions Zeus, I'm thinking that it's going to be
well,
like
Zeus
or
Hera, I can't remember, bring her to life from the clay. It's not just mom doesn't bring her to life, mom makes the clay and the gods bring her to life.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking that it might be more of closer to the New 52 origin story.
Yes, I think she's going to...
what do you think?
I think she's going to be made from clay, but like the New 52, she's going to find out that story is not true.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to be told she's made from clay, and whether in this movie or another movie, she's going to find out that that is not the case, and she's actually the daughter of Zeus. Because that would make... I would rather have that than her already come to... she's like, I'm just the daughter of Zeus, and whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the story of her. I like that discovery. So family secrets and stuff like that.
Right,
it's good storytelling.
It is.
We see my favorite shot of the trailer: the Amazonians on horses riding on the beach toward
Robin
camera.
Wright.
Yeah, Princess Buttercup riding towards camera, ready to destroy you.
So cool.
It's a great shot. So it looks like there's some kind of invasion of Themyscira.
Of Themyscira, yeah.
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 Whether that happens when Steve shows up for the first time or not, who knows?
I don't know. Could be an Act 3 type thing where they're like taking back. It does kind of feel like an Act 3 where they're like taking back Themyscira.
Yep.
Yeah.
Her in the lasso, of course. Her in the trenches in the war is super nifty. Her costume is very colorful.
It's a very colorful costume. It's a very cool costume.
It's also a nice contrast with everything else. The bleakness around her.
They're like finally using the bleakness in the right way.
Look at these symbols of hope.
Right.
Yeah, with their bright and colorful costumes to inspire you while you're in the mud. Here they are helping you with their brightness and their hope. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love how this is. This is very reminiscent of like Captain America, the First Avenger.
Yeah,
where
very.
It's like here's the hero coming to existence during this time of war. Some super cool. Yeah, I see the German plane.
Yeah. We're watching it right now, we're talking over it. She uses her shield. Like I can't actually like I will hurt myself if if I get, which is good.
It seems like there's stakes.
Yes, there's some kind of depowerment. You know, because sometimes she's like as strong as Superman. Sometimes she's not.
Right.
Her lasso effect is
so cool.
It looks like a lightsaber.
Yes, it's rotoscoping.
Yeah. And so, or at least it looks rotoscoped.
Yeah.
And so, like, it just looks so good. I mean, and it looked good in Batman v Superman, too. Don't get me wrong. But the only thing she does with it is hold Doomsday.
Right.
You know, but this, you know, like she's using it as a weapon, which I like that they. Zack Snyder was smart to say, like, we get her first appearance, so. We will minimally use what she is capable of.
You don't want to blow it all.
You don't want to blow it all in the first in her first appearance. So I like that we're getting the bulk of her skill somewhere else because she's 5,000 years old already,
right?
You know, in this, and we get our super awesome electric cello theme.
I love that came back.
Yeah, me too.
I recognize it as soon as I heard it, which I don't typically do with Hans Zimmer themes because they're not often very like melodic. But this one stands out enough that I was very I was like, oh. I remember that.
I disagree. I think maybe his like action pieces aren't maybe melodic, but I think he has some beautiful pieces. We'll talk about it one day. I'll hum them all for you online.
That sounds great.
At the end, we get some Etta Candy, who you know, which is cool. You know, like what is a secretary? You know,
yeah, sounds like a slave.
Yeah, sounds like a slave. Ooh, I like her.
Exactly.
Her best friend Etta Candy. Chris Pine gets. You know, credit for being Chris Pine, but I don't think he gets enough credit for being a really good actor.
He's a good comedic actor.
Yeah.
He's a really good comedic actor.
He's a great comedic actor. Yeah. He's a great everything actor.
Yeah.
He is
all around good actor.
You know, we got some pretty strong Chris's all around the same age group. We got a Hemsworth, we got a Pine, and we got an Evans.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got a Hep or a Peh, if you will.
Wow.
I'm going to go with Hep.
Let's go with Hep.
Yeah. And they're all awesome. They're all awesome. But Chris Pine might be my favorite out of the three of them. I think he has the most chops.
Yeah, I think he's the most versatile and the best actor. I could see him like being an Oscar winner one day.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah.
When the right role comes around.
Give him time. Yeah, he's young. He'll walk again.
yes.
Yeah. And then finally, we got a Justice League trailer, which I don't think any of us expected.
Not really. Not this soon.
Because we saw that, because the picture got... The picture was released of the six of them, and everyone was like, "Oh my god, that's great!
This is what we're getting.
This is what we're getting." Right. And then they released a trailer, and everyone was like, "This is even better!"
Yeah, I know.
They learned from last year,
because
there was that big debacle last year, and they like begrudgingly released the Suicide Squad footage. And this year, Marvel didn't release anything, and DC was like, "Here, have it all, whatever,
just take it all." Well, and also that, and also Batman v Superman. Remember, like where it leaked, and then and then like it was like the Spanish language version of it leaked, and then like they eventually were like, "Fine, we'll put it out, whatever." Same thing happened with Marvel a couple years ago. Like, damn it, Hydra!
Oh, remember that? That's right.
But now I want to point something out. So we got that awesome image of the six Justice League members who are in this photo. Look at Wonder Woman in the Justice League photo. It's still kind of the subdued, kind of brownish instead of red and stuff. And then look at the Wonder Woman.
Her poster is just saturated. It's the same costume, but
the
image.
It is, but it's interesting the choice that they made. That it's more colorful in the Wonder Woman one, whereas in the Justice League one, it's a little more toned down and subdued.
I'm going to pinpoint two things on this. One. one is a promotional still for a comic convention, and the other one is a promotional poster for a film, like in a movie. So
you, yeah,
like,
but that's not a reason.
Like, yeah, it is, because your posters are supposed to be artsier than your regular stills. Also, she's alone in that picture, so you can saturate her, but you'd have to saturate
wouldn't. That's not how Photoshop works.
Yes, I know that's not how it works, but I'm saying that if she's brighter than the rest of them, they don't look like they go together anymore.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. They don't, like...
Well, I'm arguing match. That they don't look like they go together because she's brighter in one movie and not in the other. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like...
Yeah, it's a poster, though. I mean, like, if you look at the Suicide Squad posters, they're, like, super bright and colorful and look like coloring book pages, but if you look at the movie, it's pretty dark. The movie looks pretty dark.
The movie looks pretty dark, but their costumes are colorful. Look at Harley's costume in the movie and in the posters. They look pretty much the same.
No, I mean like the with the words and the images around them. Their costumes are not saturated in the posters. I mean, okay.
That's fine. That's true. But I'm just saying, like, she's more colorful in this than she is in the other one. That's interesting. Interesting choice.
It is an yes, but why is it interesting? I'll put it this way.
I don't know.
It has to have a reason. I'm going to teacher mode on you. There has to be a reason why it's interesting, Frank. So please tell me, in your own words, explain why it's interesting.
My feeling is that hints that this movie is a little bit darker than the Wonder Woman movie.
Oh, yeah. Props.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, although the footage doesn't...
Not necessarily, really
lead you...
The footage is actually pretty funny. There's actually a lot of... It seems like there's some lighthearted moments in this. Now, whether this is all of the jokes... In 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
It probably isn't.
Probably isn't, but... I mean...
But it could be.
Because to your point earlier, there's not a lot of footage of this movie that's done yet.
Yeah, they only just started filming like 2 months ago.
Yeah, so
the fact that we got this is pretty impressive.
Yeah. And it's very... You know, it's like Bruce going around getting the... I heard someone describe it as, it feels like getting the band back together, except the band's never been together before.
Yeah, that's a great way. That's an excellent way of putting it. Like, you know? Oh no, our drummer died. I got to go get this young, fresh kid.
Right. Yeah. Our drummer died. Yeah.
Superman would be the drummer, right? Yeah.
I guess.
Smashing the drums. No, he wouldn't be the drummer.
It's like Solomon Grundy would be the drummer.
Yeah. Well, if you have to talk about the Justice League, though, don't expand it for the sake of expanding it for the joke. That's not how jokes work. They're not unrealistic like you just made it. That was a joke.
Okay. So what spoke to you in the trailer?
I think, well, to compare your point, there's a levity in this trailer that wasn't in Batman v Superman.
Totally.
But the saturation is the same, right?
Yep. It's visually dark.
Uh-huh. But I mean, it's different directors, it's a different cinematographer, mm-hmm. and I mean, you know, that's just how it goes.
Sure.
I guess. But like the saturation level doesn't match the tone.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
It looks like a dark movie where they're saying fun things in.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't
It
doesn't exactly equate itself together. It's not really a complaint. It's just an observation.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So we get some real nice I would assume Atlantean stuff, because the rumor is, you know, like the mother box is, you know, there was a war with Apocalypse and Atlantis and the Amazonians. Yeah. And so that I would argue that's probably Atlantis.
I would think.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe the Apocalypse is the reason that Atlantis sinks into the sea.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
I'm
going to say that's a thing. I'm going to say that's.
You've been pretty good with your predictions over the last year.
Yeah. Maybe this might be stretching it, but maybe the Amazons disappear to Themyscira and Atlantis sinks because of this war.
Maybe.
Like, they go away for these two distinct reasons. 5,000 years ago, that would make sense.
That makes sense.
Well, even before Wonder Woman, because she's around for this. It hasn't been confirmed.
Who knows?
Yeah, who
knows?
Who knows? They made Aquaman arguably not like his comic book counterpart.
Not like likable.
Now, see, I... Maybe not likable is, you know, he seems kind of brash or...
Well, just quiet. Just kind of a recluse.
Kind of a recluse. Even well, quick to anger even, you know, and he like picks Bruce up and, you know, all this stuff. He, you know, you see him drinking the whole, you know, bottle of scotch and just like throwing the bottle away. And like, that's littering, Aquaman. You should know, you're king of the sea. You should know not to do that.
Bad guy.
Yeah. But I think I was talking to someone the other day that you have to go to the extreme to make him not a joke to then pull back at another time. You know what I mean? Like, you have to give, I think you have to give the total badass version.
Maybe.
To then, like, yeah.
I don't want to split hairs too much and get too much farther down this road, but like, I feel like that's how people are explaining, fans are explaining or theorizing about like Man of Steel and then Batman v Superman and now this is like, well, maybe we need to see like the, maybe he needs to kill on the first time so he doesn't ever kill. Maybe he needs to die, or maybe Bruce needs to like kill people so that he knows not to kill anymore.
Yeah.
Or maybe Aquaman needs to be a badass the first time so then he can be like, we're like, I feel like fans are rationalizing.
Yeah. That's, all those things are being said. I don't necessarily agree with any of those. I don't even necessarily even agree with the Aquaman one.
I don't know that I do either. But I'm just saying, people are like looking for a reason, and that tends to be the reason.
I also think
maybe the first time we're going to see it this way, and then after that, it'll be what we know. But
I also think that Aquaman is a cultural joke in a way that Batman and Superman are not.
Absolutely. No doubt about that.
Superman is misunderstood, and Batman's already a badass. But yep. Aquaman is a cultural joke.
That's absolutely true.
And so that's where I think the extreme goes to. And I mean, I'm not completely tied to the character. To me, he stole the trailer. I liked his bits the most when he's getting swallowed by the ocean.
That's funny. That's actually not what spoke to me the most. But that's interesting. Okay. Yeah. It was cool. It was definitely cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Did the Flash speak to you the most? Yeah, yeah. I figured it would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Aquaman spoke to me the most. I thought that was just a really...
It's definitely really neat.
Viscerally and visually very, very cool. But, I mean, you can't like everybody. I mean, not that I didn't like The Flash. Speaking of, here we are.
We can all have different favorites. Yeah, The Flash stuff was really cool to me. The Cyborg stuff was really cool to me, too, actually.
See, the Cyborg, I thought, looked unfinished.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Because it probably is. But I like where they're going with it.
Yeah, I do, too. This scene with Barry, with Barry and Bruce, I like his take on Barry Allen. He looked like he seems fun and whatever. I think it's kind of weird that Bruce reveals his identity very quickly, but maybe there's a time limit and he's like, I don't have time to, you know.
Yeah, there could be reasons.
Play around with secret identities. I do like the little scene with Wonder Woman where he's like, you know, more or less, less.
Yeah.
He said no. Yeah. I like that. I like the little, I'm going to throw a batarang
thing.
That's pretty classic.
It reminded me very much of like Quicksilver from the X-Men movies. And how they handled the super speed there.
Yeah. Or even in Age of Ultron, too.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, same deal. It's very cool, though. I like how he is very fast.
Yes.
People have been down on his lightning because it's not yellow, like traditional comic book yellow. But
bother me.
It didn't even click in my head that was a thing. It's just lightning. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lightning isn't yellow. Like.
True. It's like white.
Yeah.
But like, I guess. On the TV show,
it's yellow.
It's yellow, but there is blue lightning.
Yeah.
So, you know, like there's...
It's a thing. It's a thing. It's just the Flash is traditionally yellow because there were four colors yellow, to color with. Yeah.
Right.
You know, but we have more colors in films than four. So, I really like his look. My brother was saying that. Well, I mean, there's a... supposedly, the Flash is getting two costumes.
Yes.
And the one that we look at in the trailer is the first one.
Yeah, that makes sense because it looks a little.
It's supposed to be hung together with wire.
It's like different pieces of metal from
like space shuttles frictionless material, so it won't burn up. Even if that's not the case, if it is or it isn't, I really like it.
I don't. It looks a little 90s to me. I'll be fine.
Oh,
with
it does look 90s.
It looks a little 90s.
That's so.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Like you remember the
that's very possible.
Yeah. The Superman Lives costume, where like, or like not even the one that Nick Cage wore, but the one that was like, oh, the S comes off and it becomes like blades.
Yeah.
This reminds me of that. Of like, oh, his costume
comes off
together.
And becomes cellophane.
Yeah. No. Oh God.
Yeah.
We said we'd never speak of that again.
No. I'm sorry.
But yeah, it's.
You led me to the water,
did,
and I drank deeply.
You did.
Yeah, you know, it does look like that. But you know, that's Zack Snyder's favorite era of comics, and it's very obvious. Late '80s, early '90s.
Very obvious, yes.
It's very obvious. I mean, even looking at Aquaman, he's just missing his fish hook hand.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, and I hope he doesn't lose it in this movie. I'm going to be mad, because it's just a waste.
He might.
It's just a waste.
He might. It's very possible that he will.
It's just a waste.
Who wrote this movie? Did Goyer write this movie?
No. The guy who wrote Batman v Superman wrote it.
Goyer wrote.
No, he didn't.
Co-wrote Batman. Yes, he did. He co-wrote it.
No, he did the treatment.
Oh, he got screenplay credit, though.
Oh, maybe he did first draft then.
Maybe, yeah.
Michael Arndt?
No, Michael Arndt was the Toy Story 3 guy. Who did the first draft of... You think of Star Wars. He did the first draft of Star Wars.
He's the guy who wrote Argo.
Right. Argo guy. Yes, I remember now.
Yeah, okay. The guy who wrote Argo also wrote Justice League Part 1.
Okay. And Batman v Superman?
Chris Terrio. Yeah. He wrote both of them.
Okay.
And so I don't know if David Goyer has credit on this film or not at all, actually. I mean, he probably does.
He probably somewhere. Does.
But I mean, like, he had credit on Dark Knight Rises, and he barely had anything to do with that film.
That. You're right.
So, I mean, he has writing credit on Dark Knight, too, but he didn't write anything for that either. He just broke story.
Sure.
So... writing credit doesn't necessarily even mean, like, I sat down and wrote pieces of
script. Yeah, we all know that doesn't, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay, fine. Fair enough.
Yeah. So, who knows? Jeff Johns did write the Wonder Woman script, though. Did you see that?
Yes.
With somebody else who I can't remember?
Yeah.
But that was cool. That's...
It kind of shows.
Yeah, it does.
Even just
actually.
In the trailer, it kind of shows.
Yeah, I think it does. But I mean, like, I think Jeff Johns is on the set going, yes, you can do this. Yes, you can do this. No.
Yeah, he's giving.
No.
Yeah.
Back away. Mm-hmm. Back away.
Chris Terrio is the only screenplay
he's the only...
right now
okay.
on IMDb, but you know IMDb is not.
It's not always reliable.
Yeah.
But that's okay. So go back to the trailer. So maybe we'll see another Flash costume. Maybe we won't. I do like it, though.
And maybe the hook hand is where we got.
The hook hand. I mean, the hook hand comes from, like, he's got to save his baby, you know, so it doesn't get crushed. So he cuts off his own hand to escape being cupped. And so, I mean.
We'll see.
Yeah, so I don't think any of that's going to happen in here. I feel like that's something Jeff Johns would be like, no.
Hold on.
Hold. Feels like something you could do in his own movie.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to have him command some sharks and a giant squid and it will be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Don't worry about it. It'll be fine. Okay. Get a t-shirt with that on. See, like that Aquaman with the water around with his face.
Yeah, he looks really cool.
It's
really cool. It's just
he looks a cyborg. Yeah. Looks like polygonal almost.
Oh yeah, like I see that. Yeah, like an '80s like Atari rendering.
Yeah,
of somebody. Like
like he's like still putting it together kind of thing.
Yeah,
I think he's very comic accurate. Like don't get like he looks.
I think so. Yeah,
that's ripped from the page. I just don't think he looks done yet. He looks too clean.
Yes, I do. I do know what you mean. He should be more beat up. He should be less shiny and more dirty, a little more used universe.
Right, because everything else looks used, and
he just kind of
oddly stands out. Because even the Flash has like scuffs and stuff on his costume, like he just looks too bright. I like a little Batman's line where he's like, you know, I'm real when it's useful. You know, that's very classic.
Yeah,
classic of Batman.
Yeah, it's a good trailer.
It's a good trailer. Batman's costume is a little tweaked.
Yeah.
He's a little darker, but he's still gray.
I like him better in this movie.
I thought he...
In his trailer.
In the costume or all of it?
The character.
I do, too. I think he's a little more relaxed. I mean, he's still definitely Batman, but he's a little more at peace. But they had said that, like, he was, like, at the total brink of his own annihilation in Batman v Superman. It's just a weird way to introduce a character.
Yeah. I think that's a common theme. It's like, we're going to introduce him, but okay.
Yeah. But you know, we're going to see these movies and maybe they'll be good. Maybe they won't.
These two look really good. Wonder Woman and Justice League look really good.
Batman v Superman looked really good too.
Not as good as these look. I mean,
this is true. Yeah. And I think Wonder Woman looks better than Justice League, but
yes.
I said it has the benefit of being in post-production.
Yes.
So
yes, absolutely.
It's different, but I think, the six, they look really good together, and Superman is smiling.
Yeah.
I mean, show me some teeth or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, he is smiling.
There's a little beginning of a grin.
There's a little grin, you know, and everyone... It's also interesting that Wonder Woman is in the middle.
Yes.
That's a that's yes. a that's a she's the best part of this, and we all know it. You know,
yeah,
let's put her. Let's put her in the middle.
She's like the breakout star. Of this
yeah,
whole
she
thing.
Is. Yeah. And I like Batman's mask better than this. He looks less pudgy. His face, his
oh,
head.
I didn't really notice a difference.
It's a little more streamlined to his head, and he actually has more lines and scowls around his eyebrows. And I like Aquaman's full body armor. It's just I like the green scale look.
Yeah,
it's good. It's all good. We went way over time.
Yeah, well,
what are you gonna do?
We had to break it up, part one, part two.
Yeah, right. Just like the Justice,
just like
League.
Justice League. There you go.
Yeah, I did it. Mm-hmm. Okay, just like San Diego Comic Con. Can't do all the stuff in one day.
That's right. That's right.
So that brings us to the end of this chapter. I think any last things?
No. I'm excited for all this DC stuff, all the Marvel stuff we talked about last time. It's all good things. Comic-Con was a really jam-packed one. It felt like lots of trailers, more than usual.
More than usual. Well, they all got released.
Yeah.
Normally they don't.
Yeah.
But Warner Brothers, most of those trailers were all Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers
King Arthur, King Kong. King Kong was Warner Brothers? No. But King Arthur, Justice League, Wonder Woman, and Fantastic Beasts, that's all Warner Brothers stuff. So
that's right, yeah.
They came in strong this
year. They really did. They really, really did, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it was all good stuff, and I'm really excited. It's going to be a good couple of years, good stuff coming down the line.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Her skirt looks bright here like it does in the poster, but not the red piece.
Yeah, the blue looks brighter than the red. You're right, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
Maybe it's saturated, maybe it's not. Who's to say? Probably is, because he even actually Flash looks kind of brighter than he does in the film,
yeah.
too.
Anyway,
it doesn't matter.
You can find us on the internet when we're not talking about Comic-Con. You can find us on the internet at Beer with Geeks on Twitter, beerwithgeeks.com, beerwithgeeks@gmail.com, which is where you can send us great emails and notes and wonderful things and tell us what you like, what you don't like, what you want to talk about, any feedback on the show.
Sounded like Carol Channing.
Emails you'd like
us to read. Thank you for listening to Beer with Geeks. Wait till your plane comes to a complete stop. yeah.
Wow. I can always count on you for a random reference. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But yeah, you can send us notes there. You can find us on Stitcher and Satchel and Overcast. And you can send us, you can find us there. You can leave us ratings and reviews like this one.
Yeah. Inebriated with Goodness by J.R. Underdown, a fantastic nerdy podcast that covers everything from comic books to Star Wars to classic pop culture to literature. I love listening into their delightful and entertaining conversations. It helps make work a little less monotonous. I don't know if I read that review already, but you know what? You want to find it? I read it twice, and it's fine because it's a nice review. It covers all the things, and we are helping make work fun.
Thank you. Thank you. When he said we were fantastic nerds, I...
5 stars.
Thank you. Let me think of like fantastic geeks and where to find them.
Well, you can find us on Beer with Geeks on Twitter, on Facebook. Oh, you did that. Yeah,
I did.
That would have been a great segue.
Would have been.
I'll remember it for November.
The moment passed. Yes, there you go. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Until next time.
Until next time.
Cheers.